We're finally here. This bed is so nice and soft. And so is the nightwear they gave us. Even if it's a little small on me. Oh well. Really, everything about this hotel looks great so far, don't you think? Oh, come on. Are you still distracted by that? I already told you, the hotel must have made some kind of mix-up, but it's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world if our room only has one bed. We'll make it work. Try to focus on the bright side, dude. All those lavish amenities we can't even use during our one-night stay. The fully stocked mini-fridge, this comfy atmosphere. What's not to love about this place? Fine, you can stay stressed all you want, but we've both been driving for hours through God knows how many states, so I, for one, earned some downtime. Oh look, they got a mirror right over the bed. Pretty cool, huh? Oh please, that's nothing to be embarrassed about. Wait a sec. Could it be that this is your first time sharing a bed with a woman? Oh man, it is, isn't it? So that's why you were getting so embarrassed. You know, you can be pretty cute sometimes. I'm glad I went on this road trip with you, because there's never a dull moment. Hmm? Are you blushing because I called you cute? Oi, you need to calm down. It's bad enough we were stuck in a car together for hours, and now we have to share a room and bed. If you don't stop tempting me, I won't be able to hold back anymore. Just kidding. Well, did your heart skip a beat? God, you're so easy. Always have been too. Like that one time in fourth grade when I gave you a love letter. But when you opened it up, I was just asking to borrow your new game. You looked so disappointed. Ah, the good old days. Come to think of it, we had sleepovers all the time back then. And even shared a bed with no problem. Well, it probably helped that you thought I was a guy until the third grade. Hey, you don't have to apologize. I guess I really did act the part. Really? I still do? Well, I guess it can't be helped. That's just my personality. Do you mind? I bet you'd rather share a bed with a cutesy girl like, oh yeah, that girl that just joined your office? The one you can't stop talking about? No, you really talk about her all the time. If I didn't know any better, I would think you were trying to make me jealous. Dude, seriously, calm down. I'm just kidding. You're way too tense. Should I give you a massage to help you relax, sir? Actually, I mean it this time. It really might help you calm down. Here, sit next to me on the bed and let me relax you. That's it. Just calm down. How's that? Am I doing it too rough on your shoulders? Oh? Just right. Glad to hear it. I'll keep doing it like this. Slowly and carefully kneading into your shoulders. Forcing my way in so I can relieve tension on the way out. I guess that's how our relationship has always been, huh? I force my way into your day. You struggle a little bit, but by the end, you don't have any regrets. See? You can't even deny it. I just keep doing you favors. When are you ever gonna pay me back? Oh, you will? I'm holding you to that. Even though I was just messing with you. Nope. Too late. You can't take it back now. I'll think of something for you to help me with very soon. So, look forward to that. Okay. Moving up to your neck. So nice and slender. Oh, but still pretty tough. Are you sure this is all just from the drive? It seems to me that you've been building up stress and tension for a while now. Good thing I'm here to get rid of all of it. Aren't you lucky? I'll just apply some more pressure like this. And rub around here. Oh, well. It's already loosening up. I guess it wasn't as bad as I thought. Or I just did a better job than expected. Yeah, that must be it. Okay, that should do it. Now, it's my turn. Yeah, my turn to receive an expert massage from you. What are you so surprised about? It's only fair, right? I did plenty of driving too, so my neck and shoulders are also very stiff. I figured you could do something about it. Besides, you literally just said you would pay me back for my favors. Come on, dude. Help me out. You will? Yes! You're the best! Okay, go ahead. Hey, don't be shy. Just get in there, full throttle. You won't hurt me, so don't worry. I trust you, after all. Huh? Why'd you stop? I did not make a weird sound. I just keep going. You're really good at this. I'll have to ask for this again sometime. Actually, it could even be a little rougher if you want. That way you'll get all the tension out. That's perfect. And my neck too, please. Hey, that tickles. No, I don't mind. Keep it up. I really love the way you do this. I can't remember the last time I received a massage. Or given one, for that matter. It's a nice change of pace. Everything about tonight feels special because of you. Yeah, I think that's good enough for now. It felt great. Thanks. Alright, it's gotten pretty late now. We should seriously head to bed. We have plenty more driving to do tomorrow, so we'll be sharing the bed, right? Oh, come on, are you still saying that? It's not a big deal at all. In fact, it's such an insignificant matter that I'm no longer listening to your opinion. What I mean is, I have no choice but to take your hand and pull you into the bed by force. No, don't try to get up. Just relax, dang it. Can't you feel how soft this mattress is? It even smells nice somehow. This is perfect for our exhausted bodies and mind. Are we really gonna pass this up? Do you really hate the idea of sharing a bed with me that much? If you don't, then this shouldn't be a problem. We can both stay like this. Well, actually not just like this. Like I said, they give us comfy nightwear. You can go put on your pajamas, they're hanging up in the bathroom. I'll be right here waiting for you, so don't run away. Huh? What do you mean you don't want to change? You mean you really plan to go to sleep like that? Who the heck sleeps in their jeans? You really don't have to stay so guarded. How many times do I have to tell you to relax? You can go put something on that's easier for you to sleep in. If you don't put it on, I'll force it on you myself. Is that really what you want? Do you really want to test me? Exactly. Have a nice time changing. It looks so cute on you. I'm not making fun of you. I mean it. You look so comfy and adorable. I might just have to make you my hug pillow tonight. I'll hold you tight and I'll never let go. Sounds good, don't you think? Well, you must be blushing because you know it's a great idea. So, Now that we're in agreement. Come on in! Okay, let's try that again. We'll enjoy the atmosphere from under these sheets together. You won't say you have a problem with it anymore, right? Good. I mean, this isn't so bad. There's plenty of room in here, too. I could even... Sorry. I tried to swing my leg around to show how much space there was, but... I guess my foot ended up touching yours. My bad, dude. I guess there isn't as much space as I thought. But that's fine in its own way. I mean, it's nice to be close enough that our feet can touch, don't you think? Can you remember the last time you were this close to someone? Well, I can. It was all those years ago, at those sleepovers with you. A lot has changed since then, but the safety I feel lying next to you, that will never change, no matter what. Oh, you're really going to make me say it? You're a lot meaner than you look. I'm saying I love you. No, that's not quite it. Of course, I love you. You've been my best friend for practically my entire life. I'm saying I'm in love with you. I have been for, I don't even know how long. It just kind of happened. But I didn't know how to deal with it all the time, so I just ignored it. I mean, it would have been way too awkward if something happened to our friendship. But I'm over that now. I've gotten older and a little wiser. Most importantly, I learned how to pay more attention to the person I care about. So, when I say that I don't want to just be friends anymore, I can be 99% sure that you feel the exact same way. Well, that blush clears up the last 1%. Yeah, dude. It was super obvious. You should have seen your face when I invited you on this road trip. I know you tend to look down on yourself, so... I'm guessing you got it into your head that I'm out of your league or something. As if stuff like that matters. I'm not out of your league. The only place I've ever been is by your side. That's where I'd like to stay. No. That's where I will stay. And now it looks like you agree. 110%. You really are adorable. No, I won't stop saying it. It's the truth after all. You're my precious, cute boyfriend now. That's what I see when I look at you. That's what I'll see when I look up at the mirror and see both of us together. So of course, I'm gonna get a little excited about it. Feel free to also get excited calling me a girlfriend. I don't care if it's embarrassing. You should just say it and get it over with. Go on. Don't drag it out. Just say it, you dork. See? Super easy, right? Now, just say it 99 more times and I'll be official. No, come on. We might as well get even closer. There's no more need for distance between us. Only closeness and honesty from now on. Yeah, that's perfect. Amazing. I knew the bed smelled nice, but so do you. The most relaxing fragrance to help me sleep. I'm so glad things turned out like this. All of my hard work paid off. This is one of the best nights of my life. Hmm? Oh, did I say that out loud? Well, when I was booking this room, it's possible that I chose a room with one bed on purpose. Oh, don't play dumb. Now you know exactly why I had to. It was the only way to make something happen. Basically, it's all your fault for making me so desperate. And for no good reason, since we both are into each other. So, from now on, I'll have you take responsibility by always reminding me how you feel about me. If I start to doubt again, who knows what scheme I'll cook up next. It's up to you to prevent that from happening. Got it? Good. I'm glad you're finally coming around. Now, settle down and keep me company until the sun rises. You can do something like that, right? Perfect. Well, actually, I'm wondering if there's something else you can do for me. You can probably guess, can't you? You know, one of the main reasons I wanted to go on a road trip with you? Because I love spending time with you, obviously. But it was also because I wanted to have sex with you. I'm being serious, so stop looking at me like that. I'm telling you that I'm sexually frustrated. You know, the only reason I had to resort to this plan in the first place was because you never made a move on me. All these years, all I can remember is waiting. Waiting for you to be honest. Waiting for you to act on your feelings. Waiting for you to do something. Well, now that everything's out in the open, there's nothing stopping us. So, if you don't mind, could you please... fuck me. No, I mean it. You have no idea how many times I've fantasized about this. I need it so badly, you can't imagine. I don't want to be teased. I want to be ravaged. Ravage me. Fuck me. Make me scream and cry and beg. Give me everything you have. I'm ready. That was a yes, wasn't it? Your body is already reacting. You can't hide that from me. You're rock hard. So, why don't we stop wasting time and get down to business? That's it. Just relax and let me do the rest. I'm in control, okay? It feels so good. There we go. Nice and easy. Take your time. This isn't a race. We can't rush this. Keep pushing. Don't worry about hurting me. I can take it. God, you're so deep. This is amazing. I wish we could stay like this forever. I'll never get tired of this. Fuck, I don't want you to hold back. You can do whatever you want. Whatever pleases you, pleases me. Don't think too hard, just act on your impulses. Do what feels natural. Yes, you're so good at this. You're making me feel so amazing. You can't even imagine. Yeah, use your hands. Touch me wherever you want. I don't care. This feels amazing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't slow down. You can can go harder. Harder. Fuck. I love the way your hips slam into me. I'm almost there. Fuck. I'm getting close. You're close too, aren't you? Come on, do it. Do it. Come with me. Puck. Don't hold back. Let go. Just let go. Puck. 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 I'm coming. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm coming. Now you belong to me. So, let's take another shower together, okay? So we can both freshen up. Then we can cuddle up together and go to sleep. With a smile on both our faces. After all, tomorrow is the start of the rest of our lives.